This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Man, I tell you, I'm wound up right now. John Rappaport's coming up, always does a devastatingly good job. We've got a few callers I promised I'd get to. Then Owen Schroyer in 1 hour is going to be live. He's driving back right now. He just got in his car from San Marcos and Texas State University, where it looked like Berkeley. Looked like big white football players thugging up on him, you know, with the black guys, saying, hey, what are you doing? Get the hell out of here, you effer. Yeah, whites are bad. Screw white people. I mean, it is just a cult of evil. Because that university ran the cover story, your DNA is an abomination. Whites are genetically inherently evil. That is pure Adolf Hitler BS. That is pure Adolf Hitler. Because whether you're Asian or Caucasian, or Hispanic, it's a mix of Asian and Caucasian, or any of this stuff, or black, you know, whatever the case is, within the human groups, everybody has the same spectrum of behaviors. Some people are brighter at this or that, but within any one group, you're going to find others that are brighter as well. We're one species. It's like colors of dogs or colors of cows. I mean, literally, this is the biggest load of malarkey. Cultures have developed in different ways, but this level of anti-white racism is, again, in the government documents as a program of division. Thank God Trump's here trying to unify people. They claim he's dividing. This is foaming at the mouth racism directed by a bunch of whacked out looking women who all look like zombies and a bunch of white football players who were coming up, thugging up when the black guys, I guess, were yelling and cussing at Owen. The white guys showed up to virtue signal. They'll handle, you don't think whites are inherently evil? You get your butt out of here. Dan in Ohio, then Matt in Ohio. Dan, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, I would like to make my point before I get to the point. Alex Jones debunked pre-trib. Mr. Jones, you have to repent of telling people that God's plan of salvation, of catching out the church, is not relevant, and you have to stop preaching this apostasy of post-tribulation. You in diarrhea.
Hey, here's the deal. I'm not a preacher. I love God, but I hope there's a pre-trib, brother, so there you go. I appreciate your call. You wondered about the collapse of the West, but that's not what you called in about. Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I love the fact that you got the video stuff up on the different channels, because that's how I get my information from you guys. I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing. I love the little tagline that you guys have on the radio show with InfoWars is, you know, you could do something like InfoWars is the new punk rock, because it really is the new punk rock, dealing with all of these kind of issues that you guys are dealing with.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com, on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. But if you really want to stand up for free speech, we've got Trump, Pence 2020, Hillary for President 2017, and a lot of other best-selling shirts that, by the way, are limited edition. We have 600 left of the anti-fascism, anti-communism shirt that triggers the leftists, because it looks like an Antifa symbol, but it's the American flag and the Gadsden. When those are gone, they're gone. And the newest one is trigger warning T-shirt. trigger warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. But Matt, stay there. Since you got into T-shirt plugging, I want to come back and talk about ways of combating globalism using the InfoWar, let you finish up, and then hand the baton to the one, the only, Mr. NoMoreFakeNews.com, John Rappaport. After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting edge, top of the line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalists and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Out of my way, out of my day, out of your mind and into my head. It's a no one, it's a night for, it's a young sack, but out of bed. It's strong, what's wrong? I've already heard this song before.
Owen Schroyer is in his car. I guess in the company car, driving back up from just south of Austin, San Marcos, Texas State, that is like Berkeley. Berkeley, I guess, on the Frio River. I mean, it is just, or the San Marcos River. It is completely anti-free speech, such a crazy echo chamber, that they publish your DNA is an abomination, whites are inherently evil, and if your great-grandfather robbed a bank, you're guilty. That is such a trademark of authoritarianism, to say that the Nazis did this, the Soviets did this. If somebody on your street shoots at an SS officer, we're going to kill your whole street. It's the same thing. Well, you should have known somebody was planning to do that. So now that white people, less than 2% of them had slaves, most of the white immigrants since then were greater numbers than the total number of people that had already been here from previous immigration. So there's more people that came here after slavery than came here before slavery. That was back under slavery, 2%. After, zero. And it's like this thing where, well, you're white, you're inherently bad. Oh, meanwhile, the Muslims are running slave trafficking all over the Middle East and all over Africa. And it's like, it's okay, though. We won't say it's Muslims. We'll just have specials about why they're selling poor black people. And they go, oh, they're migrants. No, it's the migrants selling them. It's the Islamists selling them. So that's all coming up. I wanted to finish up with Matt and then go to John Rappaport. He's taken over. NoMoreFakeNews.com. Matt in Ohio, go ahead and make your point, my friend.
Just real quick, too, man. I love what you do, and I love all the interviews that you've done. And I think that, you know, I'm getting sick and tired of you being attacked. Oh, Alex Jones is racist. Alex Jones is sexist. I think one thing, one strategy to consider, and I know you guys work on a lot of stuff, is to do compilation videos of, like, all the amazing interviews that you've done with African-Americans, like Professor Griff or KRS-One or Louis Farrakhan. Do a compilation of all these, or Pastor Manning. Do a compilation video of your interaction with these folks, because if they're going to throw out, oh, Alex Jones is a racist, someone might type in on YouTube, Alex Jones is a racist, and then they might come across a video of these compilation videos. I think the compilation videos that you and your crew have been doing have been super effective, and you can.
No, I agree, and we should do compilations with real liberals that are real liberals that have come on. But let me expand on that. Paul Watson came out yesterday And he said, well, the president might have looked at who he tweeted with these Islamist murders, because that group has done a little stuff on the edge. We don't want to be alt-right. We're just patriots, libertarians, new right, whatever. I'm just a libertarian. Thomas Jefferson-style liberal. And so I see why Paul, he tweets about everything. He didn't mean that as throwing Trump under the bus. The media jumped on it and said even white supremacist Paul Watson, who talks about the West, because doing that's white supremacist now, if you don't hate the West, even he did this. So Paul wasn't trying to curry favor with mainstream media. He was being honest about groups that he thinks goes too far. And then they went, oh, really? You're a white supremacist. I thought, oh, we got you now. Hell, they may claim he's a child molester tomorrow. Or, that's what I've noticed is it's like Pizzagate. We're covering the WikiLeaks. We're covering the spirit cooking. We're covering the Aleister Crowley stuff. We're covering the emails that they don't want to talk about in the media. But they're talking about, we'll have the kids for entertainment in that hot tub. And Podesta, we're going to have blood and semen, sir, for you tonight. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. This is real. So the media focused on a pizza place, diverted everybody onto that in another city. We kind of covered it and looked at it and said, no, we think that's a diversion from this. They used us retracting the coverage we've made, saying now we're sure this is a honeypot, a diversion, to then go like we're weak and then say all of that was us and there's no pedophilia anywhere in the world and none of it's happening, and then use us as an apologist to claim that, you know, the Vatican's not involved and Hollywood's not involved, and they used me to say Jones says there's no pedophilia in the world. Never said it. So then I'm like, oh, I get how they do that. That's how they project it. But God bless you. I appreciate you pointing that out. So I'm not up here on a high horse with Paul. I just said, hey, you notice, I called him last night and I said, you notice you're getting torn up. He goes, yeah, all I did was say, you know, gosh, they could have tweeted this from other sites so he wouldn't get attacked for this group. And I said, yeah, but whatever, Paul. I said, notice how you're getting torn up. And he goes, yeah, I didn't even know they would do this. They're just so desperate. And I said, notice how they act like you're a white supremacist now. See, because they go, oh, you're scared of being called a racist? Well, you're a Nazi, huh? You know, you like halfway criticize a group that might go a little too far and act too much like the other racist side. Oh, you must be weak. We're going to attack you for that now. We found how to get Paul with our race bullying. See, that's why you never give in to any of it, because it's all pure crud by globalist social engineers pushing a total race-based narrative. Now, by the way, I'm going to announce this on air so I get it going. John Rappaport is going to be a reporter for us on the ground on the East Coast, and he's going to send us prospectus and ideas, and he's getting a crew together. He's going to start doing live feeds, start doing taped special reports. He's really worked as an amazing producer and researcher and investigative journalist, NoMoreFakeNews.com. He's had that for 15 years. And find his art, his articles, his reports there on the site. He's a great guy. So you're taking over, my friend. But just briefly, what do you make of just the current state of total hysteria and all these people getting burned with their own sexual harassment brush? I see it as the globalists getting rid of a bunch of leftists that failed to deliver the New World Order. They already knew about all this stuff, they admit. They're now just using it to get rid of the low-hanging fruit and cut costs, because this signifies the final death spiral of mainstream media.
Yeah, and one of the biggest, Alex, and maybe my favorite, is Charlie Rose, because this guy has been putting out more globalist gibberish for decades on PBS and then CBS than almost anybody else. And I went back and I looked into the record. This is on Charlie Rose's own site. Listen to this. He interviewed George Soros 10 times. Zbigniew Brzezinski 13 times, and Henry Kissinger 11. That's just to pick out three of the biggest globalists on the planet.
And they burned him in 1 second flat when they were done with him like toilet paper.
Bang. Exactly. So he's been sort of the bon vivant, man about town, catching all these great interviews with people. They get on his show and they talk about one world and the interdependence of everything and the money changing into something else. And it's just basically incredible gibberish. I mean, you can barely understand it, but you get the picture that he's been promoting globalism for all these
years. The globalist darling instantly flushed for a decade they knew. What does that signify? They realize all their investment in the mainstream media is now dead on arrival.
Exactly. They don't know what to do. And they're also going to build this. And InfoWars was, as far as I know, the first to point this out quite some time ago. They're going to build this step by step, making a higher and higher wave of We, the media, will even expose our own. Look what we did to Matt Lauer. Look at this. Look at that. We're so sincere and honest and accurate. So now, when we finally say at the top of the wave, the biggest sex abuser is Donald Trump.
Yes.
Everybody's going to believe us.
They want to get rid of all their dead weight, all their failures they've been covering up for. They can try to sell us on being legitimate and then create a wave of hysteria where if someone says you shook a woman's hand, it's the death penalty.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Anything at that point will be considered an attack, an incredible attack. And, of course, this goes along completely with the whole university insanity about being triggered at anything anybody does or anything anybody says, or if somebody happens to show up in a group and has, I don't know, pinkish, whitish skin, whatever, that's another trigger. You know, this is all just a gigantic psyop that is sucking in millions of young kids all over the world.
This is a total racism reboot.
Exactly. Exactly. Backwards eugenicism.
It's total race reboot to try to get us all fighting with each other instead of coming together against the globalist. And incredible. One of the smartest guys I know, Mr. Rappaport, NoMoreFakeNews.com, takes over in T-minus 4 minutes. Please, whether you're watching on local TV stations, listening on radio, or on different video feeds, spread those links. You are the power. You are the resistance.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
And we're back. John Rappaport here in the fourth hour, sitting in for Alex. Got a few stories to cover here. This is under the heading of the globalist medical cartel and what they are doing to destroy brains, destroy IQ, destroy intelligence, and so forth, which explains a great deal about why you see so many people around these days who are acting completely, completely unhinged, irrational, and crazy. For example, we have a recent study out of Mexico on fluorides, and I've interviewed Dr. Paul Connett about this particular study, and he confirms that it was a well-done study, and it shows that pregnant women who are ingesting the sort of standard normal amount of fluorides that are present in water in communities that fluoridate, that they are giving birth to children whose IQ is showing up lower and lower as they get older, age 4, age 8, 12, so on and so forth. That is a mind-boggler. A mind-boggler, because fluorides are being used so widely around the planet. And local communities are, yes, they're opting out. But, for example, in New Zealand, there is a giant fight on right now in that whole country to prevent local communities from being able to say, hey, we don't want any fluoride.
And by the way, the more higher educated an area, the less vaccines and less fluoridation. And as you know, they're trying to use it more and more as a pesticide, and then it bioaccumulates into the food we're eating. So we're being bombarded by this halogen. Sorry, I was just sitting there having my lunch listening to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. In New Zealand, what's happening is that the federal government wants to turn over all fluoridation decisions to what they call district councils. These are big groups under the federal government. So the communities will no longer have a say in whether they want to be fluoridated or not. That's the battle that's happening in New Zealand right now.
So translate that. The government's federally going to come in. It won't give you any federal money to update your water systems is how they work it. They raise regulations where you've got to do this. Then they say, oh, we have groups that are willing to come in and do this if you have this bond proposal, but we're going to fluoridate that lowers your IQ and gives you cancer, but we love you. It's liberal. Go ahead and do it.
Sure, exactly. And you don't know what's good for you. We do. And so we're going to impose it on you because you're too stupid to understand what's best for you, which is that you become pawns in the globalist game of controlling society. Okay, so that's one example of what I'm talking about. Now in Australia, which is like a testing ground for the rest of the world in many respects, and I have by now lots of friends down there, here's what's happening in the province or territory or state of Victoria. They've got a health minister down there who is completely uneducated and ignorant and lunatic on the subject of all children have to be vaccinated, all children, no exemptions and whatever. And so her latest ploy is to say, we don't even care what doctors say, medical doctors. If medical doctors start writing exemptions for children so they don't have to get vaccinated, A, we're going to ignore that. And B, we're going to go after the doctors and label them as rogue doctors, and we can strip their license, prevent them from earning a living, make them an outlier and an exile. And
we knew that's the next phase. Making doctors and nurses take the deadly vaccines is about running the ones out that are actually awake. This is real terrorism.
Terrorism completely. And then here's the kicker in Australia, and look for this to be coming wherever you live. In order for somebody to say, a parent, listen, I don't want my child to get vaccinated, the step will be, okay, now we're going to open up all your child's medical records. Here they are, and we're going to pass them around within the government to special people who make this decision. And they'll look at all this information, which is supposed to be strictly private, but of course it's not anymore. And then the government will decide whether or not to grant an exemption. Of course they won't. But what they'll usher in is even more exposure of everything that's ever happened to you medically in your life.
It's a criminal investigation without due process by a medical tyranny, and now they have hundreds of vaccines they want to make mandatory, like Gardasil and others. This is literally a biological chemical warfare firing squad.
That's accurate. They have 217 at last count vaccines in the pipeline that are being tried out and tested and so forth. So basically what they're going to do is, they're going to make bigger and bigger combination vaccines. You know, in other words, oh, you're getting the vaccine for disease A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, all in one bang shot. The baby is 6 months old. The baby never recovers. The baby is autistic, has brain damage, and the doctor says, not my fault, has nothing to do with the vaccine. The only way they're going to be able to deliver that many vaccines is to group them all together and collect them into super poisonous, toxic, gigantic bombshells of chemical warfare. That's what they're after. And to mandate it
for
everybody.
Well, the 223 round was meant to get around hollow points not being used in a Geneva Convention. It's so high velocity it would bounce around and cause people to be wounded, not killed, putting pressure on the economy of the enemy army. They admit this, all these soft kill weapons, bioweapons, the GMO, the vaccines, are meant to weigh down and break down society. This is the weapon system against the family. Then all the gender garbage and all that is also meant to confuse it.
Yeah, of course, by the use of multiple pesticides that change endocrine levels and estrogen levels and so forth and so on, which they, you know, the experts just can keep denying it. Oh, it has no effect on hormone levels. So it has nothing to do with producing men who aren't men anymore and women who aren't exactly women anymore. This whole campaign to scramble all the genders and now say to little kids in school, you know, age 4 or 5. Oh, you can choose what you want to be. You want to be this or a man.
This is
a
strategic plan.
Boom, bing.
Even admitted in the White House Science Czar book. I mean, this is an admitted plan. This is an industrial level beyond the Manhattan Project exterminist program. What do we do?
That's right. This is the attack, the chemical warfare attack, and it's all being engineered through the medical cartel. That's why for the last 15 years, longer actually, I've been writing so much about the medical cartel, because it's really the chemical
warfare. It is the eugenics arm. It is the tip of their spear. It is how they're carrying out their secret testing program on the public.
That's right. And now several other studies have come along, including a new study that talks about incredibly high levels of aluminum found in the brain tissue of children, autistic children who have died. Autistic children who have died. And we know that aluminum is in almost all vaccines. We'll be back.
That's right. John Rappaport, NoMoreFakeNews.com, is hosting. So good, though, like a little bird sitting on his shoulder. I keep popping in. You may know my name. I'm Alex Jones. What we're covering is horrible, but the truth will set us free. Stay with us. I want to plow into all of this. Then I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that for children and adults. We've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today, because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part? Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon, fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon, or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Back in the fourth hour here, sitting in for Alex, John Rappaport. Merry Christmas, an early Merry Christmas to everybody. I guess that's now supposed to be a crime, right? Ooh, he said Merry Christmas, and he meant it. So let me segue right into this 10% off offer on InfoWars Store. Digital gift cards are now on sale for 10% off with the coupon code BONUS at the InfoWarsStore.com. So that means you can give your friends these cards for Christmas. You don't have to be crushed into oblivion at the malls and department stores and so forth. You just give them these gift cards, InfoWars gift cards, and now get 10% off with the coupon code BONUS, and they can select from any of the massive number of products at InfoWars to buy for themselves. They support the InfoWar. They get great products. The InfoWar expands. And you get 10% off on these cards, gift cards, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, so I want to talk a little bit now about how intelligence operations are really run. Because the mainstream media, which is, of course, infected by intelligence agents, assets from the CIA, and so on and so forth, doesn't think it's necessary for the people to understand or know. And let's just take the simple, putrid case of Congress, which is one seething mass of corruption on all sides of the aisle and so forth, and has been for as long as I've been aware of it, and that's a long time, folks. So we have these sex abusers, sex predators, sex criminals in Congress. And we see some exposure now, Al Franken, John Conyers, etc., on and on. And, of course, there are more. There have been more, and there are still more who are having sleepless nights these nights. But it is standard, please understand this, it is standard operating procedure in the intelligence community of America, of England, of every country on earth, that you want to use extortion, intimidation, and blackmail to get people in power to do what you want them to do. Not only in those intelligence agencies, but in the other political party or in corporate lobbyists and so on and so forth. Everybody wants to run these intelligence operations, and they do. And this is a perfect breeding ground, like a gigantic, horrendous swamp, for this to occur in Congress, and has been for a long time. Of course, the major media don't want to talk about that. What are the blackmail possibilities over the years, and even now? Some congressman is sitting there. He knows he's a pedophile. He knows he's been operating, doing horrendous crimes with underage boys and so on and so forth. Do you think that this guy has just been left alone all these years? Of course not. People who find out about this, intelligence agencies whose business, whose lifeblood is to find out about this. Don't be naive, okay? Find out about this, and they approach this guy in a variety of ways until he begins to get the message that his crimes are known. Now, they can be protected. He can be protected, of course. We wouldn't want to have a scandal bursting open at the seams and this horrible material coming out, ruining your life and the life of your family and your friend. What will people think of you in the whole nine yards, right? If this guy in Congress needs to have this made, you know, vivid and lucid for him, if he's that stupid that he can't see the implications. And when he finally gets the message, he understands now that whoever is sitting across from him talking, whether it's the CIA with their horrendous, operations and secret agendas, or the intelligence agency of some other country, that he is now operating under their control. That's it. That's the purpose of blackmail and extortion, is to bring about that result. That's what it's all about. And if you don't think that Congress has been one gigantic target for decades and decades based on the perverted criminals, sex abusers, and pedophiles, etc., who inhabit those halls, you're crazy. It's been a prime target, and it continues to be a prime target to make these people do things whether they want to or not. How to vote on a bill, whether to not vote on a bill, whether to stifle a bill in committee, whether to take some other horrendous action like favoring a particular corporate lobbyist and allowing that corporation in his home state to pollute rivers to their heart's content without any prosecution or fine or exposure or whatever it is, you see, to back the pharmaceutical companies who keep turning out horrendously poisonous drugs and vaccines and destroying populations. Well, he knows about that in Congress. He's read the studies. I've been exposing the open source studies myself for the past 7 or 8 years. This is not privileged information, but he continues to vote for anything that is friendly to the pharmaceutical industry because he's under control, because he's an asset now, because he can't move, because he's paralyzed, because there's no way out for this person. That's an intelligence operation. And to think that as the exposure of these predators and abusers in Congress comes forward, that, oh, we're solving the problem and this is just the exception to the rule, that is completely ridiculous. The mainstream media would like you to believe that, but it's not true. Not true whatsoever. And I'll give you an example. In 2016, a law was passed and signed by Obama under the aegis of the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch at the time, that raised the bar and made it much, 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 much more difficult for the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration, to march into a pharmaceutical company and say, look, we know you're sending out hundreds of thousands of opioid pills in this shipment and that shipment and this shipment to these tiny pharmacies in the middle of nowhere. So we know that you're a drug trafficker. I'm talking about Purdue Pharmaceuticals, for example, that was eventually prosecuted, but others that have not been. Now, it's very, very difficult, almost impossible, because of that law that was passed and signed by Obama and passed virtually unanimously in both houses of Congress. That's one of the reasons that we have this incredible opioid epidemic spreading across America and other countries. You know, 30,000 deaths estimated per year. Hundreds of thousands of dead-end addicts who can't even live anymore or function. And members of Congress could be seen on C-SPAN standing around laughing and joking and so forth as the vote was cast. And as Obama signed the bill into law. And even that CIA font of disinformation, the Washington Post, reached out to Obama and Loretta Lynch to ask them to discuss why they okayed this law and favored it. And they both refused to even discuss it or comment on it. Complete silence. That's what I'm talking about. How did that bill pass? Blackmail, baby. That's how it passes. Extortion, influence exerted upon members of Congress. That's how this happens. That's what you get. And people have to wake up to it. This has been going on for a very, very long time. Okay, I've got more. We're going to take a break here. This is John Rappaport sitting in for Alex. We'll be back.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight.
John Rappaport sitting in here in the fourth hour, great Christmas song there. And I do want to repeat here, why go to the malls and department stores and drive yourself crazy at Christmas when you can get InfoWars gift cards now at 10% off at the InfoWars store? It's very simple. Give the gift cards as gifts, and you won't have to be trampled. <You know? laughs> Don't be trampled this Christmas. InfoWar gift cards, 10% off now at InfoWarsStore.com, and then the people you give those cards to can select any of the massive number, hundreds of products at InfoWars Store and buy them. Perfect. Everybody benefits. Okay, in the remaining time, I want to continue this business about how intelligence operations are really run, because we now come to the infamous Trump dossier. And I just don't think enough people are getting this, really. I mean, come on. This is a dossier that supposedly was put together by ex-British spy Christopher Steele. Sounds like a name out of a Bond movie. He was working at the Russian, at the British Embassy in Russia in Moscow in the early 1990s under diplomatic cover, but he was really working for MI6, and he made contacts and so forth, we assume. And then all these years later, he is the guy who comes back after he was paid by the Democratic National Committee to compile this very, very explosive Trump dossier that would prove once and for all that Trump and Putin were conspiring and the Russians were throwing the election to Trump, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Man. People just don't understand how the intelligence world operates. I mean, they don't have a clue, all right? So let me break this down for you. First of all, most people don't even know what's in the Trump dossier. But one of the things is the claim that the Russian intelligence service has enough blackmail evidence on Trump so that they control him. So they control him. That's the key. Understand? Hey, Donald, we got all this. Look at the footage and whatever in the hotel room in Moscow and what you did there. And we've got this, plus we have that, plus we have this. And I mean, come on, right? And Trump goes, okay, boys, whatever you say. And then the Russians say, okay, you're our guy. We own you. We're going to help you win the election, become president, and now you're going to be an intelligence asset and every other kind of asset of the Russian government, which means Putin. That's what we're supposed to believe. That's what's in the dossier, essentially. That's the implication of the dossier, okay? Get that straight, first of all. All right, so now imagine this, all right? I mean, it just, okay. If you were the Russians, high up in the intelligence community, way, way, way up in the secret, secret realm, and Putin himself, okay, that little coterie, the idea that you would control Donald Trump, the president of the United States, and he would be your asset, paralyzed, not able to do whatever he wanted to do except if you said it was okay, right? That, my friends, would be the number one prime cut secret of the Russian intelligence establishment beyond any other, right? I mean, that's the Holy Grail. That's where you go in fantasy dreams if you work for the CIA or the KGB or MI6 or whatever. Hey, boss, we did it. We landed the biggest fish in the world. Donald Trump, we now own. Get it? That would be the most tightly held secret within the Russian intelligence service. No question, not even close. I mean, nobody talks about that. But some potato head, ex-MI6 agent, in 2016, waltzes into Moscow, or however he does it, and taps his old Russian contacts, whoever they might be, and says, hey, do you have anything for me? I'm putting together a dossier on Donald Trump. Oh, Chris, my boy, let's sit down and have a drink because we've got something to tell you you won't believe. Really? Yes. We control Donald Trump. We own him. He's a Russian asset. Yeah, this is really going to happen, folks. These people, if they even knew about this most tightly held secret of the Russian intelligence community, even if they knew, they're just going to talk out of school to some potato head from England about it all. Sure they are. At the risk of being drawn and quartered and chopped up and diced up their lives, their existence destroyed, put through a meat grinder with their family. Sure, they're going to do that. Of course they're going to do that. Of course they will. And of course the major media is not pointing out the incredible absurdity of the possibility of something like this happening. It would be like this. The CIA has enough information on Vladimir Putin so they control him, right? This is the biggest victory in the history of the CIA by far. They now control Russia through Putin. They have so much blackmail information on this guy that he can't even move off the chair unless he calls up his handler at the CIA. This is a victory like no other since 1947 when the CIA was created. Okay. And then some British ex-spy wanders into Langley just to, you know, hi, boys, remember me? Yeah, when I was serving under diplomatic cover in Washington. Listen, what do you got? Oh, and the CIA people at the very tip top, the director of the CIA, has to be the director, right? Let me show you what's in the vault inside the vault inside the vault. Because you're going to love this, Chris. We control Vladimir Putin. Lock, stock, and barrel. Isn't that fantastic? Wow, Chris says. I got to get back home and tell everybody. And in fact, of course, I got to tell Hillary and I got or whoever. You know, I got to just tell them. Oh, yeah, sure. Tell everybody. Absolutely. We're going to spill to you the plums that we have worked for decades in order to bring off, and we succeeded, this is it, and we're just going to, oh, yeah, sure. I'm going to spill it to Mr. Potato Head. This, we're supposed to believe, is what happened in Russia. And then Steele took back the dossier and said, hey, look what I got. Woo, baby. And he gave it back to the DNC, and he gave it to the FBI. He gave it to everybody, and terrific, terrific, terrific. And then whoever it was, BuzzFeed, broke the news, yes, of the Trump dossier. These people understand the intelligence community the way an ant understands how to pilot a spaceship, okay? When they tell these stories, these fairy tales, these incredible fantasies about how the dossier was put together. Nothing like that under the sun would ever happen. Believe me, folks. Nothing in the U.S., in Russia, in England. Forget about it. Either Christopher Steele just, you know, made it all up, or a bunch of disinfo specialists in Moscow just thought they would give him, you know, a little elbow and a giggle and so forth and tweak him by telling a whole bunch of lies about how they controlled Donald Trump when it wasn't true at all. In which case, why would they do that if they were doing? Why would they do that if they were doing that? Well, that would be because they wanted to defame Trump and throw the election to Hillary Clinton. Oops. 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 Getting the message? Getting the message, folks? Wow. How little the major media pretend they understand intelligence ops. If they were honest and honorable, they would never have run with the story. Instead, they would have run with this story. Unbelievable fantasy peddled to the DNC. Okay, we've reached the end here of another great hour. InfoWars, John Rappaport sitting in for Alex in the fourth hour. See you next time.
Are on the march. The Empire is on the run. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now.
If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Support good